Good to talk Kearney Catholic track and field coach. Man, what a season. Wow, can't wait to get the state meet and watch your kids compete. And it's been fun for them. And I'm sure, Coach, you go to every meet and think, what can my kids do to get a little bit better once again this week or better their times and marks? I mean, every invite, it's fun to watch to see what they can do next, isn't it?
Yep. Right now we're peaking really good. You know, we did a lot of PRs for all of the events in conference, and then we had a throw try in Minden, and we did five kids a PR for that try, and then we had almost 25 PRs at district. We had PRs at prelims, and then they were faster of the finals. So it was just amazing. They competed. They really competed.
And it doesn't matter in the sprints, in the hurdles, your distances, your relays, and of course, in your throwing events, and jumping events. Boy, you got a ton of kids going.
Yep, we have 11 girls and then 5 boys to go to Burke. So hopefully they can achieve their goals and just compete. They, you know, ranking doesn't really matter. They just have to compete that day. I know right now West Holt, you know, they're very, very talented for girls. And, you know, Bishop Newman, they're very talented too, you know. And we beat them in conference, but we have to compete 2 days.
I know, Coach, on the girls' side, all eyes on your team vying for a team state championship along with the individual state championships as well. But you've got a couple of seniors and some underclassmen. If they keep doing what they're doing, you're going to rack up a lot of points. You're going to be right near the top there come the end of the day on Saturday.
Yep, I hope so. You know, Miss Witter, she is a competitor, and, you know, this gal in Crofton, you know, just a freshman, but boy, she's running very, very good. And, you know, she's going to compete, you know. So I just hope everybody's going to compete and the score, you know. I don't care if it's eighth or first, it's just points. We want to score points.
Yeah, you know you're going to get some big points from some in the sprints and the vault and the hurdles and relays, but it's those other kids, the fourth, the fifth, sixth, seventh, and just those other points are probably going to make a difference for you, isn't it?
Yep, for sure. Like Ayla Noakes, you know, she PR'd in conference, she PR'd in Minden, and then she PR'd in district. So she is peaking really good, and one of her throw was not in the sector, but it was about 118 or 120. And right now, she is a believer, like, Coach, I can score, you know. I think I can score in state, and that's what we want for sure.
Same with the girls' high jump. We got a high jumper who's, you know, 5'1". I mean, she wants to go a little higher, but that is an event where a couple of points, your girl gets a medal, gets some points, it's going to make a difference.
Yep, it's Kendall O'Hare and then Ella Pichelle, you know. And Ella, it was her first time this season for high jump, you know. So Kendall, she did 5'2 a couple of times this year. Her best was 5'4 last year. So, you know, they just have to compete.
Coach, I know Hazel Harbor gets a lot of attention. Alyssa Onan gets a lot of attention. It's your final chance to see them in a state tournament type of deal. And boy, they want to go out on top.
Yep, and they are leaders. They are absolutely leaders. You know, when Hazel broke the 200 at district, she turned around and then she looked at Kinley Rule. She was second. And they hugged, you know, because she was so excited that Kinley is going to run the 200 with her, you know. So that is leadership.
No question. So it's going to be fun to watch there in Class C. I know we're covering Chase County once again, and they feel like, no, Coach Hoxwell feels like they have a good chance to make a run. That's going to be pretty fun to watch these two teams and probably a few others as well.
Yep. There's a lot of talent at Burke, so it's very, very fun.
Your boys, you said not as many, but the guys you're taking, you got a couple of quality guys who know darn well they'll have a chance. Treble jump, 800, and a few others. Hey, they keep doing what they're doing. They could be right there in the medal chase.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing for Beckett. You know, he's just a freshman. And I asked him after district, like, when you were awake this morning, did you think you're going to go to Burke? And he goes, well, no, not really. It's like, trust your coaches, man. And, you know, he PR'd in the finals or in the prelims, and then he finaled in the finals or PR in the finals too for both of the 100 and the 200. You know, his goal is, I really want to do 22 something. Well, he did in the finals. So, you know, that's very fun. Daniel Vanderbeek, you know, he can throw that discus really good. You know, Trey May, you know, his triple jump is very, very good. So, Christian Jacobson, you know, it was a big PR. It was 158 for the 800. And, you know, he just has to compete. Maybe he can win, you know. That's pretty fast.
Pretty good district you had at your place the other day. That was very competitive. A lot of good kids you watch out of that district. Girls and boys are going to pick up state medals.
Yes, we were loaded. You know, last year and 2 years ago, district was okay, but this year it was just loaded. So it was very fun to watch. I know that. It was very fun. Competition was amazing.